Midges to Rainbows, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Larval stages of the Coronamid midge can be found in almost any aquatic habitat, including tree holes, rotting vegetation, soil, and in sewage and artificial containers. Yuck! But they form an important fraction of most freshwater ecosystems. They are often associated with degraded or low biodiversity ecosystems because some species are dominant in polluted waters. Larvae of some species are bright red in color due to a hemoglobin analog. They're often known as bloodworms. But another name is firebugs, and senior deputy editor Colin Kearns of Field & Stream tells us about a writer who got the ultimate midge education during a single day, and what he learned made him believe in the potency of these tiny flies for huge trout.
This is a fly fishing story that we've got for the spring, and basically what it is firebugs refer to these specific type of midge. They're really, really small flies, you know, size 20 or smaller, and you're fishing them in still water. And, you know, you look at these things and they're super, super tiny, but they catch absolutely giant fish. And so what this story is about is basically just telling you the rig you'll need to tie these things and fish them and the water to look for. And the author who wrote it had just tremendous success with it. There's a photo of him in the story with the rainbow he caught using these midges, and the thing's got to be close to 25 inches. And it's just really exciting way to fly fish in something that not too many people are doing right now.
April issue of Field & Stream. Sportsman Spotlight.